This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have the means to improve the states of the world.
It is not only possible, it is essential.
And to look into constructive ways we can build our common future.
Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered. And the prevailing motion will be one of nostalgia for those left behind. Combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I have to make sure this city is safe, and I want that obligation. I thank God I'm the mayor right now, and not those that don't understand the urgency of this moment.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for just being me at all times.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, I heard Klaus Schwab talking today, the guy from runs the World Economic Forum, WEF. They're running the big billionaire climate change private jet fest in Switzerland right now. And I listened to him. I said, he sounds a lot like Dr. Strangelove. And it's even better than I thought it was going to be.
Dead ringer. Good on you for recognizing it, and good on Matt for getting all those cuts. That was perfect.
We'll play some more of those. Of course, Dr. Strangelove was played by Peter Sellers in the movie Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to,
Stop
Worrying About the Bomb, et cetera. It's a great, great movie. It's got a lot of great lines in it, you know, the precious bodily fluids line and Slim Pickens riding the bomb down.
And a very young James Earl Jones.
Yeah. It's just a fantastic movie. But and it was written by Terry Southern, too. And Terry Southern, I guess, never got much money for. Oh, no, he got screwed on Easy Rider. He made a little money on Dr. Strangelove, but he got Peter Fonda worked him over on a lot of the work he did. Anyway. It's a grim milestone today. I can't find out exactly what the price is, but I'm going to go and say that today is the 14th day in a row that is the highest gas price in history. And so thank you, Brandon, once again. This is
exponentially.
This is an incredible transition we are making, an incredible transition to poverty. It's an amazing thing. We're going to play that cut again today, too. He was talking about what's happening in the U.S., and he said we're making an incredible transition. And who can deny that?
Here's the situation. And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
God willing. So far, God hasn't been helping us out too much at the pump.
And what I've been able to do to keep it from getting even worse, and it's bad. The price of gas.
Even worse? Even worse? You mean it could be worse? I mean, how could it be worse in terms of the price? And why don't you start the drilling and restart the drilling in Alaska? It's just amazing what he's getting away with. We should get some of the Dan Sullivan cuts. They were sent to us a couple of days ago. The senator from Alaska, he's talking about all the drilling that has been stopped in Alaska. And he's just talking, he keeps saying, we have to get Saudi Arabia to drill more. How about the old saying, charity begins at home? Anyway, this is a big primary day in many parts of the country, especially the South. And the big marquee race, I guess, is in Georgia between Brian Kemp, the incumbent Republican, and David Perdue, the former senator, who's running with Trump's blessing to defeat Kemp. And it looks like Kemp is going to prevail. But there's another interesting race in Texas. and a couple interesting races in Texas. But the particular one is, and the reason I mention this is because today could be the end of a very long political dynasty in the United States, and that is the Bush family dynasty, which goes back not to George H.W. Bush, because many people forget George H.W. Bush's father was Prescott Bush, and he was the senator from Connecticut from, I think, 52 to 64. And then of course, there was George H.W. Bush, who was the congressman, CIA director, vice president, president. And then there was Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida. And then there was George W. Bush, the governor of Texas and the president. And now George P. Bush, who is the nephew of the president of the United States, George W. Bush, and the son of Jeb Bush, is running as in a runoff against Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas. And Paxton beat him 2-1 in the preliminary election, but he didn't get to 50%. So they're having a runoff today. So it looks like George P. Bush is all done. But now the lead story on many of the cable channels is that there's a report out that there was a plot to assassinate George W. Bush by ISIS. And so, you know, I don't think it's going to be it's certainly a serendipitous development for a guy who's running way behind. I don't think it's going to pull him out, but it's you know, it'll probably lead to some sympathy votes for him. And, you know, I don't know where the report is coming from, but that's a very interesting point. There's also another interesting race down there. Henry Cuellar, or I think it's Cuellar pronounced. He's an old one of the last of the Blue Dog Democrats. He's pro-life and he's pro-energy and he's for closing the borders. Now, this is down on the Rio Grande. He is he's running against an AOC person who is a female who is running with a platform that includes abolishing the Border Patrol. That's a great idea down on the Rio Grande, right? And she also wants to go to a Green New Deal, and this is in a congressional district where a number of people are employed in the oil and gas, the drilling industries, and the various production pipelines, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very interesting, though, that we talk about the double standard of justice in the United States, and how in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. You know, Cuellar, who's been around for a long time, he's a Democrat, but a very conservative Democrat. In the midst of this primary campaign, guess what? The FBI raided his offices and his house. Isn't that odd that they raid that? How many Democrats are there in the House of Representatives? Maybe 220 thereabouts. And the one guy, the one Democrat they raid out of the 220 is the most conservative Democrat there is, who's been on national TV complaining about the fact that the Biden administration won't do anything about the border and how his congressional district is being overrun. Again, it's just really another indication of just how corrupt the justice system is. 508 says, did Dr. Oz win yet? It's only been a couple of weeks. No, they got a ruling in there was a ruling from a federal judge in a local election from 2021 that said Pennsylvania counties have to count ballots that come in, mail-in ballots that come in after the date and don't have any postage on them. So McCormick, who has more money than God, he's the guy who's running like fewer than 1,000 votes behind Oz. He filed a lawsuit immediately to force the various counties in Pennsylvania, include, I think the big county is Allegheny, which is Pittsburgh, was not planning to count those votes. And he's been winning the mail-in votes or the absentee ballots. So he's in court with this. And it appears that there's not going to be a winner until around June 6th or thereabouts. And, the Associated Press, state-run media, but they're already saying we're not going to announce a winner in this election until the actual board certification is issued sometime in the first week in June. So that's going to just drag on and on and on. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here today. We've got a lot to get to, including some breaking news about the son of the colonel in the Massachusetts State Police. He was bound over for trial today on a charge of improper storage of a firearm. They were trying to broom that case, but it took a lot of work. But a bunch of us stopped it, and sometimes we win one, not often. This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least 1 Jace case to care for yourself and your loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. You spell Jace, by the way, J-A-S-E, J-A-S-E. Go to jacemedical.com right now and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off. jacemedical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tusk, the free speech browser. Tusk is a secure web browser focused on free speech and providing users with the news they want. Designed by conservatives for conservative, Tusk helps you take back control from big tech. Try it today at TuskBrowser.com. It's free. No obligation. Just try it and see if you like it. I think you will. It's like Howie's homework early in the morning. Only more convenient, perhaps. I don't know. Check Howie's homework, though, too. Now, it's been 3 weeks since the leak of the draft of the Supreme Court decision that would repeal Roe v. Wade, the abortion decision. And that, as far as I can see, there are only a handful of suspects. So I have a question about this. Taylor, what's the question and what are the results thus far?
After 3 weeks... are the feds still interested in finding the identity of the SCOTUS leaker?
I don't think they were ever interested in finding the identity. No.
97% say no.
Yeah. They could have discovered this by now. I mean, the more you see about the FBI, the more ridiculous, and the DOJ, the more ridiculous it is. So now it turns out in the Sussman trial today that turns out that when the Hillary Clinton lawyer, Sussman, who's now on trial for lying to the FBI, when he gave the fake document, the so-called white paper, another attempt to frame Donald Trump for having a server that communicated with the Kremlin, when he gave it to the FBI, the general counsel, who later went to work for Twitter, and it's pre-Elon Musk days, so that tells you what his political bent was. They handed it off to the FBI, to the line agents in the FBI, the guys who may be straight. And they said, this is from the Department of Justice. So they took something that Hillary Clinton had given them, had made up and given to them. And they said, this is from the DOJ. So please investigate it. This is how bad they are. It's just, and, you know, we're supposed to believe that they're actually looking. I know that they say, well, it's the marshal of the Supreme Court, whatever the hell that is. He's the one who's supposed to be looking for it. But you know as well as I do, it would be turned over to the FBI. And again, this is not like you're digging for a needle in a haystack. You know, you're looking for something at a Macedonian troll farm. I mean, again, there's probably fewer than 30 real suspects here. Actually, if you want to cut out the clerks from the conservative justices, it's probably fewer than a dozen suspects. And they can't find out who it is? I don't think so. But we've run into this problem before. You know, UMass got all those racist emails last year. They were sent to all these black student organizations, and they hired this national forensic firm to run down where the emails came from. Guess what? The investigation continues.
The investigation continued.
It's amazing how fast they can find people when they want to find them. And it's amazing how they can't find people when they don't want to find them. Remember Ray Epps? They had him on the most wanted list for the January 6th. And then finally some guys in their basements figured out who he was and his rather mysterious background. And as soon as they identified him, the FBI dropped him off the most wanted list. He was the one who was screaming, "Let's go inside and get him," over and over again. And he was so obvious that the other people started yelling, that the other demonstrators on January 6th finally started yelling, "Fed, Fed, Fed." I mean, you know, we don't live in a country with blind justice anymore. That picture, that statue you used to see of Lady Justice, and she had a blindfold on. It was the start of Perry Mason, and it was on The Fugitive, all these shows. Lady Justice has gone on the lam for obvious reasons, because there is no more blind justice in the United States.
If you ask a cop if he's a cop, he's like obligated to tell you. It's in the Constitution.
Like, is that true? ESPN loses 10% of subscribers, down 8 million in 2 years, down 8 million. Disney notes in its annual report, 10 years ago, ESPN had 100 million subscribers. Now it's down to 76 million. And it had 84 as recently as 2 years ago, 84 million. ESPNU, which features college sports, fell from 62 million homes in fiscal 2020 to 51 million. ESPN News, also at 62 million a year ago, slipped to 59 million in fiscal 2021. If they didn't have football, how many people would they have left? A lot, about half that. You know, we always talk about how the elites have always known that COVID was a scam and that there was nothing to worry about. You want the latest? This isn't a politician. Well, he is a politician. Jake Tapper, he's a coat holder for the Clinton crime family. He used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, whose husband went to prison for bank fraud, still owes $10 million. Jake Tapper, he was pushing big time the dodgy dossier. He angered his CNN coworkers after testing positive for COVID this week and sticking around. Wait, you mean after all those months when Trump was president, they were running the Chiron at the bottom of the screen with the numbers going up and up and up, and Trump was killing people and letting people die, and it was a horrible thing. And then he was pushing the dodgy dossier, which turned out to be totally made up. He didn't believe any of it. Multiple staffers are unhappy with CNN host Jake Tapper for staying in studio to tape his weekday show directly after testing positive for COVID-19. That could be his name too, Jake COVID. Got his positive test at the network's Washington Bureau just ahead of his usual show at 4 p.m. He didn't go home immediately. Well, you know, I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He at least knew that what he'd been spewing for the last 2 years was total BS.
Really quite a striking sight that so few individuals in the chamber are wearing masks.
Why is it striking you? Not only were you not wearing a mask, you tested positive and you wouldn't even go home. If it weren't for double standards, they would have no standards at all. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 508 points out, Jake Tapper is part of the hip vaccinated crowd. And also worried Fredo's coming back for his low-rated time slot. Yeah, you know, I don't think Fredo's coming back, but you remember last year at the Barack Obama birthday party, with the New York Times said that there was no real problem with these people flying in and not wearing masks, even though there was this outburst in Provincetown, because they were all sophisticated. And you don't get much more sophisticated than Jake Tapper, you know? I mean, he believed the dodgy dossier. So he's obviously very sophisticated. So he just happened to test positive. 844-500-4242. With us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howie. I have an update for you on Fauci. Dr. Fauci's NIH division caught trying to spend almost $2 million on more puppy experiments. Is not going to go over well with a sophisticated
What kind dog. Of puppies? Are they beagles again?
It just says dogs. It does mention guinea pigs in this report. This is from the Washington Examiner. Dr. Anthony Fauci may feel the bite from the reveal that the National Institute of Health is seeking to spend almost $2 million more on puppy experiments. The NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases allocated $1,800,000 in taxpayer money to test an experimental hay fever drug on mice, rats, and dogs, including six-month-old puppies. Symptoms of hay fever, also known as seasonal allergies, may include a runny nose and sneezing. The contractor conducting the test said...
Is he in Morocco this time?
Said guinea pigs could be used instead of dogs in one of these experiments. So this is the second time that the first time with the beagles, as Howie pointed out, really caused a lot of controversy because there were pictures. And even though the pictures weren't from the actual experiment from the NIH, it was along the same lines of what these experiments were. And they were horrific.
Wait, pictures. Why are guinea pigs better than dogs?
That's always the common thing.
What are you from PETA?
Well,
the guy from PETA that we used to have on, Reese Friedrich.
If we're going to be, you know, so protective of one class of animals, why not another?
Yeah, it's kind of like, remember in Seinfeld when the woman says to Elaine, well, do you eat fish? And she says, yeah, well, fish can't feel. And it's like, well, who are you to decide if fish can't feel?
Well, I used to ask Bruce Friedrich, you know, I'd say, what'd you have for breakfast today? And he'd say a blueberry muffin. And I said, well, you know, blueberries are sentient beings too. You know, they feel pain. You pull them up.
Right. Who's to say, really?
Really? I mean, who knows? I still want to know what the royalty payments were. You know, remember that? There's, what, $35 million or $350 million? Some huge amount of money went out to all these NIH staffers who just happened to be giving out the grants to the pharmaceutical companies who were then paying them royalties. All the politicians who've gone to prison over the course of the last few decades across the country just taking bribes when they could have just called them royalties.
Well,
like the NIH did.
Speaking of the NIH and the CDC, there's a lot of uproar over the fact that now they're pushing boosters for children. I didn't even know we got to the point where kids were, you know, actively getting the vaccine, period. I thought they were going to get more resistance from parents on that. But now apparently they're saying that boosters, it's time for children to have boosters, even though it's not that effective in kids.
Yeah, 603 says your news break talks excitedly about vaccines coming for young children as if the American public were clamoring for that. They ain't. Now, again, let me just state for the record once again, I don't have any control over the news breaks, you know, obviously, because I understand no one's clamoring for vaccines, these silly vaccines. And all these people are getting sick. And now it's not just young athletes, it's these politicians, that all of whom are vaxxed and boosted, and they're suddenly getting strokes. I mean, I know there's always been a huge number of strokes in the United States, but doesn't it seem like there are more lately, especially among people who are well-known to the public?
Yeah, and it's also interesting that I think at this point in the United States, 3 out of 4 children have had COVID, and we are now learning more about natural immunity. Every time Rand Paul had to reference natural immunity, he'd have to go to these studies from Israel because the CDC wasn't really giving us much information
right.
here.
Right, they had studies, but they just
data.
Wouldn't release them. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like, and the New York Times, among others, is trying to gin up the fake news. I mean, last week they were saying 4,000 kids got sick, and then that was a total BS. and they corrected it, but they didn't give us the real numbers. And this, the story about the fake numbers of 4,000 was written by the same reporter who said 900,000 children were hospitalized last year. And that turned out to be wrong by a factor of 15.
Yeah.
But they, you know, apparently you don't get punished for making mistakes that inflate panic porn.
No, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of panic porn, the latest panic is monkeypox. And we've been seeing more and more stories about monkeypox and how it is spread. Anyone can get it, but you do have a better chance.
I noticed the way Dr. McCary put it. He put it very, very diplomatically about who was at most at risk.
Yes.
Most people are not at risk. Let me put it that way.
But I'm going to die! There does seem to be, and I was talking to someone on yesterday about this, that we seem as a society now, since COVID, and it was probably a little bit before that, but it's really ramped up since COVID, to be kind of addicted to these panic-driven headlines. Like,
I don't think we're addicted. I think the media is addicted. They're just going for clicks.
And certain people fall for it.
Yeah, and certain people, the people who are, dare I say it, without religion, people who just, you know, are just secular humanists, i.e. Democrats, you know, they're the ones who are falling for this.
Yeah, like even over the weekend, there was a lot of talk about the weather. It was going to be hot. It was going to be 90 degrees. And it was all over the local news. Like, it's going to be 90 degrees.
Right. It's the end of the world.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of people who said, okay, well, if it's going to be 90 degrees, like, you know, just plan accordingly. Don't go outside if you're, you know, going to get sick or if you're going to get, you know, dizzy. But there's such a rush to panic.
774 says the K in monkeypox is silent. Moneypox. I like that. That's a good line you came up with, 774.
Howie, you mentioned earlier in this show that ESPN has lost 10% of subscribers. They're down 8 million since 2020.
This is just in 1 year. They're down 25% over 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and there's an interesting piece in Fox News about how Netflix and other corporations are realizing that the woke mob is only a paper tiger, and it lists a couple of examples. Obviously, Netflix just axed a lot of programs, including Anti-Racist Baby, but over at HBO, the new Warner Brothers head has indicated that he's going to uncancel Harry Potter's author J.K. Rowling, who's often called a TERF, because she, you know, believes in biology. And
she's also called an earner, a major earner. I believe she's close to a billionaire.
Yeah, well, this article links it to Disney's fight with Governor Ron DeSantis, and it concludes that maybe Ron DeSantis, by fighting Disney, has kind of broken the woke fever, and these woke corporations are saying,
don't forget Elon Musk.
Yeah, I don't really want to tango with this. They kind of, money seems to trump their virtue signaling ways. At the Washington Post, Howie, there was a big mistake, or maybe we call it an update or a correction. They posted an article about George Floyd, and the title was, "How Have Things Changed in Your Community Since George Floyd's Death?" Underneath that, it said, "On May 25th, 2020, George Floyd was shot and killed in police custody."
So in other words, he wasn't just shot and killed out on the street. They took him into custody, and apparently they killed him in a paddy wagon or in the jail. That's what the Washington Post is saying, and of course that's not true. Now, the mostly peaceful protests went on for months after that. Billions of dollars damaged, dozens murdered, including many cops, vandalism, looting, et cetera, et cetera. And this person who works at the newspaper where democracy dies in darkness apparently never even watched the video once, let alone read any of the follow-up reports, which indicated that what apparently killed him was a pre-existing heart condition and an overdose of fentanyl.
Yeah, and there's also just obviously a level of hypocrisy that the same people at the Washington Post who are so pro-Ministry of Truth and they want to fact-check everyone, that they get this wrong and they offer this like tiny little update that you can barely see.
And then the correction they offered was illiterate on top of that, on top of everything else. Did you see this?
Yeah. I'll find the exact correction because this one just has the original headline. But
they said something like, we've made a small correction from the piece we first published. Present tense. What is it, Damon Runyon? The piece we first publish? How about to put an ED on it? Is there anybody there who like graduated middle school?
You know what's funny? When I'm looking for the correction, I just type in Washington Post correction, and these are the headlines that come up. Washington Post adds lengthy correction to report on Donald Trump. Washington Post correction about Trump's phone call. Washington Post runs correction admitting it misquoted Trump. These are all separate
stories. There's never
stories.
A correction about Biden, though, is there?
No. They don't have to run corrections on that. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I lease my RAV4 from. They're great to work with. I enjoyed the experience. It's easy, personalized, and it moves at your pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be, go to toyotaofportsmouth.com. Last thing here, Howie, before I have to run. Jen Psaki, this is not going to be a shock to anyone, officially joins MSNBC as a pundit and after stepping away from the White House podium. She'll start her hosting gig on MSNBC's streaming service, which is hopefully more successful than CNN's streaming service, set to debut in 2023. I hope they didn't spend billions on this like they did with CNN.
You know, I'm on Newsmax streaming right now. Do you think she's making more money or less money than I am?
I don't answer hypotheticals. I have no idea.
She's red, but not with envy.
Oh, well. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship on the internet? Are you tired of the woke agenda popping up everywhere you go online? There is an alternative. It's called Tusk, and it's free. It's the first of its kind free speech browser. Tusk, T-U-S-K, like what elephants have. Get it? Elephants, Republicans, Tusk, T-U-S-K. Tusk helps you take back control of your news feed from big tech. Tusk's features include links to your favorite conservative websites like Fox News, The Daily Wire, Dan Bongino, OAN, and Newsmax. When you log on to Tusk, you'll get the real news, not the CNN, MSNBC-style, very fake news. Tusk is pre-configured with conservative sites. Those are the first sites you'll see in the morning. But if you like or have to check out a liberal site or two, like, say, the New York Times, you can do that, too. And I'll say it again, Tusk is free. They won't sell your personal data either. They make their money from ads in the newsfeed and sponsored images. Tusk is part of a new ecosystem of apps like Rumble and Truth Social. It's built by conservatives for conservatives. I have Tusk on my phone, tablet, and computer. There is nothing better. Get Tusk now at TuskBrowser.com. That's TuskBrowser.com and see what a difference free speech can make. If you hate censorship like I do, I know you are going to love Tusk. Check it out at TuskBrowser.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right. We have a great cheap bastard deal, and this is one of our favorites, our listeners' favorites. It's the Century House in Peabody. Enjoy the best dining and catering north of Boston at Century House of Peabody, conveniently located on Route 114 in Peabody, near Routes 128, 95, and 1. It's just minutes, as you know, from Salem, Danvers, Beverly, and Middleton. Dine in their restaurant, visit their Epicurean shop to have your favorite dishes for takeout, or visit the Linden Tavern where you can play Keno, order food, or have your favorite cocktail at the bar. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Century House of Peabody for just $25. Get yours before they sell out at HowieCarshow.com and click store. With us now is John from Century House. John, thanks for bringing in some stuff. The mailroom manager just brought me in some of your great tapioca pudding.
Okay, sure.
That's great. So what can people, and people know the Century House, but tell people who are new to the show, new to the area, what the Century House is all about.
Yeah, well, we've been there since 1957. We are pretty much a scratch kitchen. We make everything ourselves. We don't buy the sauces and the soups, and we just like the quality. We try to keep the prices reasonable, and it's worked pretty well. The store basically works the same way. We have good prices, good quality, and both places are pretty busy.
Yeah, they are. And so you what's the last time you were here, you were doing a lot of outdoor seating. What's the status this summer with the outdoor seating?
Yeah, we're fortunate. We didn't have to do the outdoor seating. With the dining room all open, we needed the parking. And just adding those extra seats would put a strain on
right.
things, especially as labor's not, you know, this. It's not easy.
Do you want to make a pitch
staff.
For any workers up in the area? Do you want
to? Sure. We've been pitching for a while. There's nothing coming in.
I know. That's why I'm not going to waste a lot of time with it. We're not going to be searching for things that don't exist, i.e. workers.
Right.
But if you want a job at Century House, there are plenty available.
Oh, yes, there is.
All right. So what are the hours? What's Century House's hours?
Okay. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we're open from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 11 on the weekends, and
That's great that you're still serving breakfast. There's one right around the corner here that was always a breakfast joint, but again, no help.
Yeah,
so they stopped serving breakfast, but you're still in the breakfast business.
Yeah. We used to open at 7. Now we open at 8.
There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Supermarkets as well.
Yeah. We used to be busier later also. But it works because.
So what's your number one? What's your number one entree right now?
Roast prime rib is probably
it's
the
always
number
been
one.
Number one, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. It always has. We do a lot with people. We give a lot of compliments. Tuesdays it's only $21.99. Today when I left,
that's what I was
going to
say. If you're looking for a delicious place, a delicious meal for tonight, it's the roast beef, the prime rib special.
And it was busy, so you know it's a great value. And the store is open from 9 to 6. Yeah,
9 to 6, and you can get everything basically there as well.
Yeah.
So does the gift card work at the store?
Yes, it works at both places.
Okay, so it works at the gift card. It's a $50 gift card for $25. So basically, you could tonight if you had a gift card tonight, you're not going to have one tonight. But if for next Tuesday, you could have two roast beef dinners, and you'd have a little bit of change left. That's not a bad deal at all.
Yeah.
So you're open and 339, that food looks good the way you're shoving it into your mouth. I didn't come here to be made sport of. It's everybody knows I like tapioca pudding almost as much as Dementia Joe Biden does. So anyway, you guys are open 7 days a week, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's a great restaurant. It's been super popular on the North Shore since 1957, Century House of Peabody. Do you need a reservation?
Only for parties of 6 or over.
Okay.
The rest, we don't take reservations.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. John, thank you so much for coming in with us. And again, I'm looking forward. What'd you bring in today other than the tapioca?
Oh, I have some coconut shrimp, baked haddock, roast turkey. They're all made fresh. It's not processed anything. Some pecan rolls. Shrimp stuffed mushrooms.
Oh, I think I remember those pecan rolls.
Yeah.
I think those are pretty
good. And then
good.
I brought the tapioca and grape nut pudding.
Ooh.
Lemon meringue pie, chocolate cream pie.
In other words, folks, this is traditional American cuisine.
Yeah. We do our own baking. We have a little bakery in the restaurant.
Excellent. Yeah. So go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store. And they're going to go extremely fast, but if you want to get a $50 gift certificate to Century House of Peabody, they're only $25 while supplies last. Thanks so much for coming in, John.
Thank you.
I'm Howie Carr.